Today's episode of the podcast continues my coverage of Pro Wine 2019 by sitting down with Daniele Palazza of Piedmont. He tells us his origin story and gives us a virtual tour of his property in Roero. We try two wines together, first the Roero Arnis and secondly the Barolo, before Daniele shares his plans for international expansion. Enjoy.
So everything started like 60 years ago when my father Mario started to do officially the winery. He was a little kid when he started promoting my grandfather wines with his bicycle and promoting the simple white and red for the people of that time. From that point, the winery grew, and we started little by little to produce better and to look for better crews and produce better quality. And now we are present in the, let me say, in European markets, and we are selling also a little bit in the United States, in Asia. So we try to really propose the Piemonte style, authentic Piemonte character into each of our bottles. We focus mostly on the local autochthon grapes, that mean Arnaiz, Barbera and Nebbiolo, and we try to be as much authentic as possible in terms of character of the wines.
I've never visited Piedmont myself. I imagine it's a pretty spectacular place. So could you give us a little, like a virtual tour of your area and your property?
Yeah, so the winery is situated in the Roero area. Roero is a beautiful land, not yet such famous as Lange, that are our neighbor, and where we have already when we own also vineyard. But Roero is a beautiful area with a lot of biodiversity. So you find hills with a beautiful combination of vineyards, of forests, of fruit trees, hazelnuts plantation. So it's a beautiful area of biodiversity with more than 200 trekking routes. Yeah, for people that like to enjoy the landscape with quiet, and so it's an area of wine production, but not only. So the most important, the most beautiful thing is that in our area is that you don't see just vineyard. You really can find a lot of biodiversity. And one more important thing is the truffle. So in my place, in my village, will be built in a few weeks. We start the building of the first national museum, truffle museum. Monta d'Alba, where we live, is the classical one of the top place where the white truffle grows, and the white truffle is together with the wine, of course, our ambassador all around the world. So if you love truffle, if you love good wines, good food, yeah, the region is just perfect. Maybe most of you knows that Alba and the Lange, Roero and Monferrato are being indicated by as a World Heritage by UNESCO. So that means it was the first wine region in Italy that gained this kind of recognition, because it was really the historical effort of our fathers and grandfathers of the people of the past.
My preference and my first love really was to visit winemakers at their property. So you've already made me want to go and visit. It's, you know, really, really great description. But we'll do the next best thing, which is we've got two bottles here in front of us. We've got a white, we've got a red. Let's see how that terroir, how that description that you've just given, how that then shows up in the glass.
The first wine that we are going to try today is a Roero Arnais. So again, Roero is an area, the wine region from Alba is divided into part. Roero, that is on the left bank of the river Tanaro. The Tanaro is a river and is the border between Roero and Lange. We are going to taste now the Roero Arnais. So the Roero is the area, Arnais is the grape. And the Roero is a beautiful area with a very particular soil, because the Roero is a young terroir. So the sea, the ocean, was on our hills till only 1 million and a half years ago. That seems a lot of time, but no, geologically speaking, it's a very short time. And that means when we walk in the vineyard and we walk in the fields, it's really easy to find fossils, fossils that were on the sea. And this kind of soil gives a very strong character to our wines, not just on the white wine, on the Arnais that we are going to taste now, but also on the red. All the wine from the area of Roero are very elegant, so maybe are not big powerful as the Lange area, that is much more older area and soil, but gives a very beautiful finesse and elegance. And on the white wine, on the Arnais, Arnais is an autochthon grape. This shows as a floral, very intensive, clear floral note, like a camilla. It has scent of peaches and pears, with a very interesting and unique salty taste. Almost, I like to describe as a salty aftertaste that is really a trademark of this grape from the Roero area.
I'm really happy with the description you've given there. I think it's spot on. This is interesting for me because I have had this wine before and I love it. And now all of that, what you're saying about the complexity of the soil, really, it really makes a lot of sense, because, you know, this is super complex for me. There's so much to find here. So it's a wine that I really do like.
We are tasting now a 2018 vintage. So it's a fresh vintage that will for sure increase his complexity, his creamy taste and character when he will have some more aging, bottle aging. But so this wine can really be very enjoyable when it's drunk, like now, very fresh, but has a very nice aging potential. So with the aging, with some age, this wine will be will increase much more his complexity. And so sometimes it's nice to enjoy a bottle of some years with some rest. It will be even more exciting. It's interesting to know that the Arnais has always been described as the white Barolo, not because the grape is the same, because Barolo is made from Nebbiolo grape and Arnais is totally another grape, but because of this complexity that increases with some aging, it is like a Barolo. So like a good Barolo that better after 10 years rather than very fresh. The Arnais is like that. When it's young, it's very nice, but it will be better with some aging. Now we are going to taste a Barolo. So geographically speaking, we move from the Roero area, so from the left bank of the river. We cross the river and we go in the Lange. The Lange area is different, so we have more clay. That's because of the of a different geological area of these hills. And from the Nebbiolo grape, grown in the Lange area, in a very small area around the village of Barolo, we can produce the Barolo. Our Barolo is from the village of Verduno, and this crew is San Lorenzo di Verduno. Barolo, I think everybody knows this wine and the reputation of this wine, but the grape Nebbiolo can really show his how beautiful it is and how beautiful wine can create in our region. Elegance, power, but at the same time finesse are the characteristic of this wine. With this crew that from the Verduno village that shows very unique floral nose that is very typical of this village. This wine was aged 24 months in oak, in tonneau, 500 liters. But just to support the structure of this vineyard, this is our old vineyard. The vines are about 70 years old, so the wine has a great concentration, but we try to not to lose the authentic and the natural elegance of this terroir. So we really feel the floral, the rose nose, the spicy, and the tannins. The tannins are very gentle and smooth, like a velvet. We like to describe the grape of Nebbiolo, the grape of Barolo, as velvet, like a soft, like the velvet.
I'm very taken with, again, your description, and I'm very taken with the color here. You know, it's not a deep color. It's not an opaque color in the glass. It's you can see through the glass. You can see the stem. It's transparent. Yeah, that's the way. But it's got all of those things. It's just got a lot of presence. And you know, I know firsthand that you know Barolo is something that is still very much, you know, it has its reputation. And I think when it wines like this will help to enhance that.
This crew now is vintage 2013. That means it's not a very fresh vintage. On the market we can find now 2015 barrel already, but on the glass we really can feel how fresh and alive is still this wine. That means this wine has a potential to grow and to live to be on his top maybe in the next 5 or 10 years, because we really can combine the power of the vineyard, of the old vines, but together with the elegance. And I really feel that this wine is not yet, has still a long life in front of him.
Thank you so much for that kind of whistle-stop tour, really, of just trying two of the wines, talking about the terroir, the region, and what I'd encourage you now to do is look ahead. You know, I know these wines are already in the UK, so just, let's broaden out the discussion, you know, what's happening out in the market, what's the feedback that you're getting from out there?
Yeah, you know, the wine from Piemonte are fortunately for us well recognized in the world as one of the best wines from Italy. We have now a good presence in the UK, but we would love to see our wines a bit more distributed in the US. So US is for us very limited now. We have a very very authentic style, so maybe that is our point of force, that we have to show people that we don't use too much wood and barrique. That means we never was too much internationally in terms of style, and I feel this must be the way we have to continue. We have to not to follow too much the trend of too woody wine. We have to continue on the looking for the finesse, and we see that little by little our wines, despite we are a small winery and we don't put too much effort on the marketing activities, the distribution of the wines will increase also in country like United States, of course, but we see our wines already in Japan, we sell in Singapore, we sell in Russia and in Moscow, and yes. And yeah, we are lucky because Piemonte is anyway considered a great wine region, and we really look for to be able to propose not only Barolo that is very famous, but also the other appellation like Roy Arnais that is not yet very famous in the best place, and to show people how beautiful can be not only Nebbiolo but also the other grape from the region.
Thank you so much to Daniele. It was a real pleasure meeting you. I've left details below of his website and main social media handles, as well as details of where you can find his wines in the UK. And of course, I would love to have you following along with me. I'm at Interpreting Wine on Instagram and Facebook, at Wine Podcast on Twitter, and email hello@interpretingwine.com. Do join me next time for the final part of my Pro Wine 2019 series, where I sit down with the Douro boys. See you next time.